The following is another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
34-22, Sensoreski pass over the top of the zone to Wells. Comes to the right block. Cut off there by Sestak and gives it off to Kolakowski. Drives into the paint. Leaner from six off the glass and in. And now 12 points for Kolakowski.
Tonight, it's the girls' semifinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament in Wood River as the Kearney Catholic Stars battle the Wood River Eagles and Centurions take on the Ravenna Blue Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Michaela Mestel. And Mestel brings it right down the middle of the basketball court. Top of the key, picks her dribble up, fires it to Therenbaum, ball fake, dribbles in where there's a triple team, over to Colling, Whitney for three, good! Whitney, Colling!
Kearney Catholic and Centura are on course for a rematch of last year's final. Tonight, the Eagles and Jays will try for the upset. It's the Luplat Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show will join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Udalai from Wood River right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Wood River High School. The 2013 Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament continues with our second girls semifinal between the number 2 seed and defending tournament champion Centura Lady Centurions and the number 3 seed, the Ravenna Lady Jays. Doug Goodall, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns on the New Tech Seed pregame show. This is the third meeting of the year between these two schools. The first was in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, where Centura won the ball game 47-36, and Ravenna lost 4 of 5 in a stretch there, including to Wood River, Ansley Litchfield by 2 and 1 points, and then, of course, to Minden. Since then, they have won 5 of their next 6, with the only loss to Sutton, and one of those wins was last Friday, 48-42 in overtime, and that was a game that saw a lot of fouls and a lot of free throws, and Ravenna won it at home by 6. The winner tonight will take on Kearney Catholic in the championship. Last year, Centura defeated Kearney Catholic in the championship game. Kearney Catholic will be the heavy favorite over either one of these teams. The Stars now 18-2 after a 73-32 win over Wood River, led by Michaela Mestel's 21 points. And the game tomorrow night is at 8, the girls' consolation. We'll have the loser of this game against Wood River at 4. We'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Just like the third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show at Wood River, where it's time for the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Centura will be the visiting team tonight, and they'll go with number 24, a 5'9" sophomore, Casey Kolakowski. Number 30 is a 5'7" senior, Brooklyn Nitch. Number 32, 5'11" freshman, is Manny Roth. Number 34, 5'6" freshman, is Michaela Hansen. And number 54, 5'9" sophomore, Annika Gleason. A longtime coach of the Centurions is Kathy Mettenbrink, assisted by Scott Karenik and Lori Romansky. Centura is 11-8 on the season, and they defeated St. Paul 47-36 in Tuesday night's quarterfinal action. For the Ravenna Lady Jays, number one of the 5'3 junior, Haley Lockhorn. Number two, 5'3 junior, Kaylin Bastard. Number 12, 5'10 junior, Amy Johnson. Number 20, 5'7 junior, Anna Ripp. And number 23, 5'9 sophomore, Sydney Kuchera. Head coach of the Blue Jays in his first season is Noah Ballsby, assisted by Dan Bowling and Dale Zorb. Ravenna's 12-7 and defeated Loup City 44-24 on Tuesday night. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. Back with more after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The home white and blue trim for Ravenna. The traveling black and maroon trim for Centura. As the ball is in the air, and Centura will win the tap there with Casey Krolikowski, the team's leading scorer. Ravenna comes out, plays man-to-man, and it is Centura with the basketball to start this game with a couple of freshmen out there. Neither team is loaded with seniors. Down to Gleason. Anika kicks it right back out on the wing to Michaela Hansen. Over the left side, a long three is on the way. It is no good. Rebound lost there by Centura. And coming out of there with it is going to be Amy Johnson. Ravenna wants to run the other way. Stopped at the baseline. Back cut past net. She'll put it off the window in the middle of the lane and get our first points of the contest. Ravenna's up 2-0. Both teams coming out with a lot of energy right off the tip. You can tell they're ready to go and play some basketball. Bassnett right in the hip pocket there of Hansen. Makes her get rid of it to Krolikowski. She drives into the center of the paint. 10-footer, no good. Rebound yanked down by Gleason, and she is going to be fouled. Getting a lot of the arm there with Sid Kuchera. First foul of the game, and that will result in some free throws here for Centura. For Annika Gleason. She averages 7.5 points a ball game. Puts that free throw up. And it is good. Centura on the board and looking for the early tie here in the first 50 seconds. And the second free throw, no good. And Amy Johnson will grab the board quickly to Bassnett. Centura also playing man-to-man defense here to start the ball game. Bassnett fires it over on the left wing to Anna Ripp. Back up top, they'll go to Lockhorn. Alley brings it to the right side. Lockhorn backs it back out, turns and hands it to Bassnett. Everybody around that free throw line looking for the cutter. They dump it inside, and Gleason will deflect the basketball out of there. So Ravenna will get it underneath their own hoop. Last night, Kearney Catholic beat Gibbon, and Adams Central beat Loup City and the boys. So that's our lineup for tomorrow as the inbounds pass comes to the cutter, Amy Johnson. Johnson to the right side. Short jumper, good. And it's 4-1. Ravenna by 3. Bassnett putting pressure on Hansen to the backcourt. Michaela hustles it into the front court, gets rid of it to Brooklyn Nitch, who is a dangerous three-point shooter. Drives the baseline, and I think Kuchera just got her second foul. She stepped out of bounds, but they say the reason why is because Kuchera bodied up on her, and two fouls in 90 seconds there on Sid Kuchera. And Noah Malsby is going to have to sub in Sarah Techmeyer, and that may open some things up for Gleason down low. If I was Centura, I'd be going to her right away. They lob it to her on the inbounds all the way at the top of the key, though. Try to get it right back inside to Krolikowski. Her turnaround jumper is good. And Casey gets the first field goal of the game for Centura. Makes it 4-3. Up the floor with it will be Bassnett. Dumps it in the left-hand corner. Goes through the hands of Rip and out of bounds, and that'll be the game's first turnover. But you've got a definite mismatch right now out there on the floor with the 5'9 sophomore Annika Gleason. We'll see if they put Amy Johnson on her, but it doesn't look like it. Johnson listed as the tallest player. She is covering Mady Roth, who's also a good post player. the left-hand corner. Centura has it on the far side, and walking with the basketball is Centura. Trying a little too hard to find the crease there was Brooklyn Nitsch. And Centura with their first turnover. A little token pressure being put onto the backcourt here, but Bassnett is really just tiring Michaela Hansen out because she's been handling that no problem one-on-one. Long pass up the floor to Lockhorn to Johnson. Drives the baseline left side. Up and under move is no good. Techmeyer reaches for the rebound and is tied up by Gleason. The arrow does point the way of Ravenna. So give Techmeyer credit for grabbing the loose ball. And it should be Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Had the wrong team lined up under there. And pass net. Now to throw it in. Just underway here in the first quarter. 4-3 Ravenna. A little late getting any break here when they hand it off. So they'll toss it up top to Johnson. She decides to drive right side of the key. The runner rolls off the rim. No good. Roth hands the rebound here for Centura. Top's timeline is Hansen. One-on-one. Bumping her past that. And the ref's just going to say, you know what? Quit doing that. So Kaylin Bassnett with the foul. I'll tell you what, it wasn't much of a foul, but she just kept doing it. And the official's going to say, quit it. And especially after the last game, as many fouls as we have. She's doing it again. Bassnett better be gathered right there. Heck yeah. Looks at the bench and says, what? No, you can't do that. Bassnett just picked up her second foul, and that may change the way Ravenna plays here a little bit because now Bassnett and Kuchera each have two fouls, and we've only played 2.5 minutes. So, yes, they want to be aggressive, but you got to be a little careful. And it'll be Centura ball, and Krolikowski will drive on the left hand. No good. Offensive rebound. Put back up. In and out. No good for Roth. How did that not drop? And the rebound, Amy Johnson, who's doing a great job on the boards here for Ravenna. Bassnett stays in, but they've got Long ready to check in for, waiting at the scorer's table. Over to Anna Ripp. Back up top to Bassnett. Bassnett with a dribble to the right side. Now back to the left. Really doesn't go anywhere. Over to Johnson. They go for the steal. Don't get it. Down to the corner to Lockhorn. Now Bassnett puts the ball on the floor, runs into Gleason. The ball knocked back to her, kicks it out. Long three for Lockhorn is up and off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound is yanked down by Annika Gleason. Centura pushes the ball up the floor, trailing 4-3 with 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. Dump it into the corner to Krolikowski, and they're going to call her for the quick step and a travel. Second turnover here for Centura. And checking into the ball game, the senior Taylor Turek for the Centurions, and Sienna Long for Ravenna, the 5'7 junior. Ravenna has one senior on the team, and Centura has two. And with Kearney Catholic graduating a ton next year, these two teams might be a little farther up the ladder. They're 2-3 this year. Never know, maybe 1-2 next year. Johnson, ball fake, drives in, got shoved, and the foul called. I can see why so many fouls were called last Friday. It's because they're doing it. The foul here is actually going to be on Annika Gleason. They could have called Madie Roth for a forearm to the back when Johnson went by her. Gleason with her first foul of the game on Centura. Johnson gets two free throws, and the first one clanks hard off the front of the rim, no good. Don't forget that Elm Creek and Axtell's boys game is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550, the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals at the Viero Events Center. Second free throw, Johnson, and that is up. And good. So Amy makes it 5-3 here in favor of the Jays as we have 4:20 to go in quarter number one. Into the front court, Krolikowski. Casey tries to lob it up top, throws it over the head of Roth, and out of bounds it goes. Turnover number three for Centura. Again, earlier here tonight, no problem for Kearney Catholic to take care of Wood River, 73-32. As we said earlier tonight, you couldn't have got a nickel wager on anybody but Kearney Catholic winning this tournament, but you just never know. And one more chance for one of these teams tomorrow. Kearney Catholic has not played Centura yet, and they beat Ravenna by 50 earlier this year. With the ball is Lockhorn, but that was the second week of the year. Ravenna's 12-7. They've beaten the team by 50 and lost by 50. And Long gets called for a double dribble here. So a defensive battle so far in this contest. It's 5-3. Ravenna, and we're under 4 minutes now to go in the first quarter of play. With the inbounds, it goes to Michaela Hansen. Brings it across the timeline against Long. They're really pressuring the ball on the freshman. And it's been giving Centura fits. Neither team has really been able to get into an offensive flow. And Gleason will take it out in front of the Ravenna bench. Throws it out top again to Hansen, to Turek, back to the basket at the free throw line, down to Gleason, and as she went to make her move, the ball slips out of her hands and out of bounds. Turnover number four for the Centurions. First meeting of the year was 47-36 Centura. Last Friday, 48-42 in overtime Ravenna, and a reach-in foul called here on Centura's Ashlyn Roth, who just checked in. And that'll be the first foul on Roth. And Johnson now to throw it in front of the Centura bench, deep into the corner to Long. Tries to find the baseline, not a lot of room. Cut off if she gets to the low block. Good defense being applied. Let's see if they can get a timeout. Yep. Ravenna wanted a timeout, and Coach Ballsby got the attention of the official. With 3:25 to go here in the first quarter in the girls' Luplat Conference basketball semifinals, it is Ravenna 5, Centura 3. We'll be right back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars. Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. Ravenna with a basketball here with a 5-3 lead. And up top to Long. Swings it into the corner to Lockhorn. A couple of starters on the bench for Ravenna with two fouls in Bastet and Kuchera. So without Kucherian, they really have no post presence. It's Long drives, a runner on the right wing, no good. And then crashing in there, Techmeyer fouls most of the Centura team. But that's good hustle. Techmeyer was hustling in there, and she got boxed out by about three players. Here comes Centura now with multiple substitutions. Brianna Dinas checks in. Back in is Casey Kolakowski and Brooklyn Nitch. 3:06 remain here in a tough first quarter of play. A lot of stoppages, whether the ball's knocked out of bounds, whether we've had turnovers, whether we've had fouls. And it's only 5-3 as Centura brings the ball to the floor here with Kolakowski. And again, without a lot of seniors out there, both teams are still pretty young. Gleason at the free throw line, swings it right side to Turek. Taylor against the man-to-man, tries to force it inside. Johnson knocks it away. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow does point the way of Centura, so they will maintain possession. Gleason, Nitch, Kolakowski, along with Turek. And Dinas on the floor for Centura. Dinas to throw it in. Tried the backdoor lob. It's covered, so they go to Turek. Taylor will cast up the three. It's no good. And Techmeyer will bring down her second rebound for Ravenna. Finds Lockhorn. Brings it across the timeline with a left-hand dribble all the way to the hoop. Takes a dangerous shot. Hits the deck. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Brianna Dinas. I think she thought she was going to get a little closer to the hoop. Now Kolakowski goes coast-to-coast. And the leaner off the glass is good. Casey with both buckets now for Centura, and we are tied 5-5 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Rip brings it across the timeline. I want to say a big hello to all the folks that are heading back home after that first game between Wood River and Kearney Catholic. On this Friday night, here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Dannebrog. Baseline drive, Lockhorn, stop, back up top, open three on the way by Rip, and nailed it. And a Rip with the first three-point bucket of the ball game. Ravenna now takes an 8-5 lead with 1:45 to go here in the quarter. Kolakowski guarded by Long, swings it over to the right wing to Nitch. Brookley up top, down to Gleason. Nice bounce pass, and the jumper is up and in. The assist goes to Brianna Dinas, and Gleason with her first bucket. She's got three, Kolakowski's got four, 8-7 Ravenna. 90 seconds left here in the first quarter. Johnson picks her dribble up on the right wing. Needs some help. Goes baseline Lockhorn. Good ball fake. Brings it underneath and went too deep. Stepped out of bounds at the baseline. She was way behind that bucket and ended up turning it over for the third time here in the quarter. No matter where the ball handler is, Ravenna's putting somebody on either Kolakowski or Hansen when they bring the ball up. Turek tries to force it inside. Johnson knows it's coming. Johnson steps in front, and Johnson makes the steal. Fifth Centura turnover, and Ravenna has the ball in a one-point lead with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. On the right wing, Rip. Anna looks for that back cutter. If there's too much congestion in the lane, Ravenna's going to try and spread it out a little more to Lockhorn. A couple dribbles towards the hoop. Stops in the right-hand corner. Now has to go out towards midcourt to Rip. Anna to the top of the circle, over to Johnson. They open things up for Amy if she wants to take her off the dribble, but Dinas makes her pass it up. Now here comes the right side attack for the layup that goes in and out. Rip got it back. No good. How about a third time? She's hacked. Anna Rip will go to the line and shoot two. And again, a no doubt about it foul down low. That would have scored well on one of those punching bag games you see at the amusement parks. The big smack from Casey Kolakowski. Her first and the team's third, and the free throw by Rip is good. A three-pointer and a free throw now for Anna. She's got 4 points. And it's 9-7, Ravenna. And the second free throw now for Anna Rip, who only averages about 5 a game. It is no good. The rebound brought down by Gleason, her third. 25 seconds remaining in the quarter. Ravenna has led all the way, but never by more than 3 in a low-scoring 9-7 contest. Brooklyn Inch uses her dribble up. Beautiful spin pass down to the baseline. Gleason, 5-footer, good. So out of all that traffic, Inch keeps her composure and is tied at 9 with 9 seconds left, and then a walk call on Ravenna. And now all of a sudden, Centura might have a chance to get the lead here at the end of the quarter, and so Coach Mettenbrink quickly gets her top scorer back in the game in Casey Kolakowski. 3/4 of the court to cover in 6.4, and they throw it backwards. Up the floor with it is going to be Michaela Hansen. Hansen to the right baseline, stops, and they're calling her for a travel, aren't they? Yep. She got just a little contact trying to turn the corner there against Long and called for the turnover, and there's half a second, so all Ravenna can do is toss it in, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. It's Ravenna and Centura 9-9 at the end of one in the girls' Lou Platt Conference semifinals. We'll be back after this on Classic Hits.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
As always, want to thank the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you High School Hoops. We get ready for the second quarter here at Wood River. Ravenna and Centura are tied 9-9. Ravenna 4 turnovers, Centura 6. Ravenna out-rebounded Centura 7-6. And Ravenna makes an unforced error here and turns it over to start the second quarter of play. Anna Rip has 4 for Ravenna. Annika Gleason has 5. And Kolakowski 4 for Centura. 9-9, Centura with the ball. They have not led yet, but all kinds of game and very low-scoring first quarter of play, and Turek takes it on the left wing, guarded out there by Lockhorn. Kuchera's back in there, and so is Bassnett after sitting most of the first quarter with 2 fouls. Kolakowski drives in, against pressure, pulls up from 8, knocks it down. Casey Kolakowski, sophomore, probably the next star for Centura. Fast break the other way. Lockhorn gets free, and her 6-footer off the glass is good. And we are tied at 11. Centura across the timeline here. See if the pace picks up. It got very intense early. That's why we had all those fouls. And then the last 3 minutes after those fouls were called, they kind of quit reaching and banging off each other. Gleason, low block, takes it at Kuchera and Bassnett. And has to kick it back out to Kolakowski. Her runner no good. Nobody boxes her out. So Casey grabs the offensive board and scores. Back-to-back buckets for her. And it's 8 of the 13 for the sophomore Kolakowski. Bassnett across the timeline, swings it over to Anna Rip. Rip between the circles, back to Bassnett on the right wing. Cutting through is Johnson, nothing there. Up top to Rip. Holds the ball here against the center, a man-to-man. Johnson tries to make a move and does on Dinas. Stops the baseline when she gets cut off on the double team. Back to Bastet, works her way into the paint, puts up the shot, no good, and they're going to call her for a walk. Not for a minute there, we might see a foul call. It could have went maybe either way, but Ravenna now has equaled the turnovers at six. And not sure if somebody got popped out there or not. They were just checking on Amy Johnson to make sure she was okay. And she is. She stays in the game. As Lockhorn is playing the man-to-man defense on Michaela Hansen across the timeline, pestered the whole way, gives it to Taylor Turek. Gleason and Kuchera really fighting down low. Turek tries to drive, dribbled it off her leg, and out of bounds it goes. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you the first half stats of this game. Look back at Kearney Catholic's win over Wood River. We'll talk with Coach Rick Petrie. Update you on the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, where after one, Elm Creek leads Axtell 17-6. After one, 17-6 Elm Creek in the boys' game at the Bureau Event Center, currently airing on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Right now, Centura has a 13-11 lead over Ravenna, 2 minutes in to the second quarter. Pace slows down, Bastet looks for the back cut and throws it over the head of Amy Johnson. Ravenna had four turnovers in the first quarter. They've had three in 2 minutes here in the second quarter. Again, earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic took care of Wood River, 73-32. Michaela Vestal had 21. Theron Baum had 12. 11 different players scored for the Stars. Centura, Gleason, top of the circle over to Krolikowski. Looking to post up down low is Roth. Back to Gleason. Mady really working down there off of a lot of screens. Ashlyn Roth also in there for Centura. She'll pop out and take it to the right wing. Bastet tries to swat it away out to Krolikowski for three, and it barely rippled the net. Casey Krolikowski with all seven of Centura's points here in the second quarter, and the lead is now 5 at 16-11. First three of the game for the Centurions. Down to Johnson. Johnson takes it back out top to Rip. Hannah holds the ball guarded by Krolikowski, and they'll reset it here with Lockhorn. Looks like Ravenna might be in need of a breather here as they get it into Rip. They look a little tired. Anna kicks it out of the wing. There's an open jumper, Lockhorn, and she'll hit the 13-footer. And Lockhorn has both buckets here in the quarter for Ravenna. 16-13 Centura with 4:40 to go in the half. Centura right back into it with Ashlyn Roth. Top of the key to Mady. Mady down to Gleason. Gleason scores and draws the foul. Annika Gleason and Casey Krolikowski are the only two players that have scored for Centura, but it's enough to get them up by 5 at 18-13. And Coach Noah Malsby, I think, contemplating calling a timeout. And our official, Todd Rosno, explaining what he saw down there. The foul on Sid Kuchera, that's the problem. It's her third. And Gleason to try to complete the three-point play. Free throw is no good. The ball is tipped out, but right into the hands of Centura. And Mady Roth says thank you very much with the short four-foot putback. And it's all of a sudden a seven-point Centura lead, 20-13. And then up top, Johnson. Johnson not as involved as much here in the offense since the early portion of the game as Bastet rubs off a couple of screens, ducks through, and makes a beautiful move to the hoop. I guess that's the advantage to being 5-3. Bastet just kind of snuck around off that screen, and they lost her like a running back in the line. Nice, powerful move by Bastet, the junior. She now has a couple of buckets, 20-15, in favor of Centura. Down the floor they get it. Roth with it. Ashland takes it off the square. No good. Probably double dribbled. Rebound brought down by Bastet. Nonetheless, Ravenna gets the ball. Ravenna had popped off the bench, and by that time it didn't matter. They already had the ball. Seattle Long now in the game tries to throw it to Johnson just as Amy cuts away, and it goes behind her and out of bounds. Some more substitutions, so let's set who's on the floor for you here as Gleason's going to get a breather. Brianna Dinas checks in. Turek's out there along with Casey Krolikowski, the game's leading scorer. Also out there is freshman Michaela Hansen and freshman Mady Roth. Hansen across the timeline, gives it to Krolikowski at the top of the circle, dribbles right, steps between two defenders and goes to the baseline. Driving Hansen, puts up the runner, no good. Backside rebound falls to Taylor Turek. who gives it to Krolikowski down the lane. It's knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. One of the defenders reached around and poked it from behind because there was nobody between Krolikowski and the hoop. And Gleason checks right back in here for Coach Matt and Brink. They're running it out of bounds, play underneath their own hoop. They want her in there to lob it to at the free throw line. They're trying to make some room there as Brianna Dinas needs a teammate. Finally, it's tossed out to midcourt to Hanson. Hanson loses Bassnett, comes down the lane. It's knocked out of her hands by Long. Steal is made, and Centura gets back on defense as Bassnett brings it across the floor on the right wing. Dumps it into the corner to Long. 20-15, Ravenna. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Up top, Bassnett. Techmeyer in there trying to set the screen. Goes off screen, and Bassnett takes it to the hoop and scores. This young lady has improved so much, and a timeout now going to be called by Centura. Went with the away from the ball screen there, and it fooled Centura. Timeout on the floor by the Centurions. We've got 2:42 to go here in the first half, and it is Centura 20, Ravenna 17.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And each team has burned a 30-second timeout here in the first half. We've got 2:40 left to go. Centura up 20-17, and they have the ball. Up top, Taylor Turek. Wide open, doesn't take it, swings it over to the left wing. Tries to make that ball to get down low, and it does to Krolikowski. Tough turnaround jumper. Casey's got a great first half going here. She's got 9 in the quarter, 13 in the game. And it's 22-17, and Johnson forces it down the middle of the lane, gets fouled. She'll be at the line. No, excuse me, that's only the fourth foul on Centura. And they'll call the foul on Brianna Dinas. And Ravenna has it underneath their own hoop. Bassnett goes to the outlet. Long, trying to get Kaelin open for a three off the pick, but Turek fights through. Gets out there. Bassnett backs up, fires the three, and hit it. 7 of the quarter, 9 of the game for Bassnett. And we've got a battle going between Bassnett and Krolikowski. It's 22-20. Centura down, their lead down to 2. It was up to 7 just a moment ago. Turek tries to force it into the paint. Ball knocked away by Johnson. Picked up Bassnett. Numbers aren't there. So she'll slow it down. But Ravenna for 3. Johnson on the way. It's no good. And this one is going to be saved inbounds by Techmeyer. Nice job by Sarah. And Ravenna gets another chance at a reach-in foul called on Centura as they once again tried to get it into Johnson. So we could see another momentum swing before the half. And checking into the ballgame, Anna Rip for Ravenna. And for Centura, Mady Roth of the second foul there on Dinas. 1:41 to go before halftime. 22-20 Centura. The winner gets Kearney Catholic tomorrow. Bassnett lobs it in backside. Ooh, Techmeyer threw it over the defense, about threw it out of the gym. Bassnett grabbed it. Then she has her shot blocked and taken away. And a foul goes along with it. Mady Roth was there to grab the ball. And that will put Centura into the 1-1. Bassnett, if that's on her, it's her third, and it is. So Kuchera and Bassnett, each with 3 fouls going into the second half, and that will give Coach Mettenbrink some easy things to talk about before the third quarter begins. And the front end of the 1-1 is good for Roth. She has 3 points. Krolikowski and Gleason have the other 20. Second free throw now for Roth. And Mady puts it up. Too strong this time. Krolikowski is going to go over the back, I believe, and they're going to call her for the foul over the top of Amy Johnson. Casey with her second foul. Dinas and Krolikowski with 2 apiece. So 1:34 remains before the half. And Coach Mettenbrink's going to leave Krolikowski in there, even though they're on defense. Thought she might go get her. Do the old offensive defensive thing if she could, with just 90 seconds remaining. With it is Long. Long crossover, kicks it back out to Johnson. Dribbles into the paint, goes right wing to Lockhorn. Haley loses the dribble into the corner to Johnson. Overload right side. Lockhorn with it. Back up between the circles to Johnson. Johnson tries the baseline this time. Runs out of real estate. The ball's knocked off of her. And they'll give the ball to Ravenna. Could have went off either leg in there, but I couldn't tell. Official down low said he was right on it. So Ravenna gets it underneath their own hoops. Still a minute, 7 to go in the half. Backside, Techmeyer grabs the ball. Gleason's there to shut her down. Out top to Johnson. Guarded by Roth. To the right side, a little room for Long. Drives back out to Rip. Ravenna trying to get a shot from the outside. And Long decides to take the three, but it is too strong. And the rebound brought down by Mady Roth. 48 seconds to go. Quickly up the floor comes Centura. Roth to Hanson. Into the corner they go to Turek. Force it down low. Gleason. Turnaround jumper. Partially blocked. Techmeyer held her ground. And the rebound brought down by Amy Johnson. And Ravenna brings it into the front court. Surprised you don't hold for one. Noah Walls, but he's trying to tell him to do that. With the foul situation, no need to get into any more trouble here. 25 seconds to go. Amy Johnson still running the offense here. Back out to Rip. Looks like Centura is going to have the lead at halftime unless Ravenna can nail a three here. 14 seconds. Big dribble up. Johnson into the corner to Rip. Give and go back to Johnson. Huge collision under the net. Nobody calls a foul. Rebound brought down by Techmeyer. She throws it up. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds with 3 seconds remaining, and they're going to give it to Ravenna. And so Coach Malsby is going to bring Kaylin Bassnett in here. Just has to make sure that she doesn't get involved in a screening foul or something here. I'm sure they want her to maybe take the shot. 3 seconds remain in the half. Ravenna to throw it in the front court on the side. Amy Johnson looking, gets it to Bassnett. Comes to the middle of the lane. The runner at the horn is off the heel, no good. And we are at halftime. So Ravenna controlled the first quarter. Centura got a 7-point lead in the second quarter. And at the half, it's the defending tournament champion Centurions 23 and the Ravenna Lady Jays 20. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be right back.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they deliver. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back here at Wood River. Want to thank Athletic Director Jerry Dunn and the crew here. We're back for 4 more games tomorrow, and we know all of the participants, but the girls' final and also the consolation, depending on how this game comes out, which at the half is Centura 23 and Ravenna 20. Time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Well, earlier tonight, as expected, and as was expected pretty much all season long, Kearney Catholic waltzes through the semifinal round, and Dwayne Schmidt can do a heck of a waltz, by the way. 73-32 is the final. Michaela Mestel with 21 points. And the Stars, it's one of those nights where they may not have made everything inside 5 feet, but they were 17-21 from the free throw line, 8-14 from three-point land. Coach Rick Petrie joined us here. And Coach, congratulations. I thought Wood River came out like Coach Parlin would have wanted them to come out in the first quarter. Got a couple of buckets, actually had a 5-2 lead. You guys scored 12 in a row, got it out to 19-7. And then by the middle of the second quarter, you'd really kind of totally got them out of their game plan.
I thought our defense picked up. We finally started making some shots. You know, it's kind of deja vu. We started out this way when we played them here this first time around. We're down six or seven against them the first time. But, you know, we were still doing things really well, getting the ball where we wanted, just to get the ball in the basket.
Big win expected of them, but it also looked like your girls were ready to play tonight, even though some of the shots didn't fall in the first 3 minutes. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. I thought our defensive intensity was pretty good. I thought that we, we got to where we needed to be. They flew, you know, they forced Wood River to maybe, you know, throw some passes that they didn't want to do, or get them out of their rhythm a little bit. I just thought we showed a lot of energy.
Since the Seward and Pierce games, again, probably the competition level hasn't been there to give you something to judge by, but how's it been at practice? How do you like how the kids have responded?
You know, we've shown some improvement, Doug, in some areas that we had some concerns about. I think our rebounding has been improved the last several games. Kids are working a little bit harder at finding bodies rather than just relying on their height, and I think that, especially last Tuesday night, we really did a great job of that. I would like to see that a little bit more tonight, but I think that that's been a big key for us. I think that, you know, we've added a couple things offensively, and so we're just trying to tweak things a little bit and keep working at improving.
What do you think of the first half here so far? You haven't had to play Centura, and when you played Ravenna, it was at the very beginning of the season. You'll get one of these teams tomorrow. Your thoughts on what you've seen so far?
You know, this is the third time they've played each other, so, you know, there are no secrets, obviously. And both teams have played pretty good defense, and, you know, had a couple kids, make some great individual plays. And so, you know, hard to gauge, you know, because we do things a little bit differently. You know, we rely on our zone defense and our height a lot. You know, these guys like to play man-to-man. And so we'll have to be ready to, you know, hopefully finish the ball inside tomorrow night. I mean, that's something that, you know, we've gotten the ball into Megan a couple times, and we need her to finish. We need everybody to. You know, I think that's a big key. Against either of these teams, at some point in time, we're going to have mismatches because, you know, our size is a lot taller than a lot of kids. So somebody's got to guard either Bailey or Theron or Megan. And so, you know, we just have to take advantage of that when we get the opportunity.
Seems like every game when you get a chance to play so many kids, one of the non-starters comes in and just lights things up. You had a couple of those tonight, but Shayla Connor, three times in a row down the floor, looked like she was Jordan. What's going on out there?
I don't know. That was pretty amazing. She's had stretches this year throughout the season where she's played really, really well. And, you know, I'd like to see a little bit more consistency out of her. But, you know, tonight she shot the ball well, made some great cuts, drives. She did, you know, did a great job on the press, too.
Is it hard to be consistent when you have to, because of the way you guys are winning, play so many kids?
Oh, you know what? Sometimes it is. You know, and it's one of those things. At what point do you back off? What point do you bring the other kids? You know, because you weigh that against getting the experience that, you know, the kids that are playing a lot really need to get. But, you know, at the same time, you don't want to run the score up too much against.
Everybody would like to have that problem, wouldn't they?
You know, and this is one of those unique years where we're pretty good, and a lot of our conference is kind of mediocre. And, you know, it's a tough thing sometimes as a coach to weigh, where do you draw that line?
Well, tomorrow the girls, I'm sure, will be ready to go for the 8 o'clock championship game against the winner of this one, and we'll see you tomorrow after what should be a really good boys game between the Stars and Paints.
It's going to be a great night. I think Jim will be back tomorrow night. Certainly, we appreciate your coverage. Thanks, Doug.
What's with the tie?
You know, just one of those things. My wife bought me this nice outfit. I really need to wear it once. So.
Good job, Kath. Good job.
It's just one of those things.
All right, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Rick Petrie, head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. They win it 73-32, 21 points for Michaela Bestel, 12 for Theron Baum. As we said, 11 players scored. Connor and Sokolowski each had 9 for Wood River. Connor Fisher had 8. Alexis Burkhardt had 7. Here it's 23-20 Centura at the half, and we'll look at the numbers next.
Visco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Visco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Visco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Visco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Let's look at the first half stats real quick here, starting with the Ravenna Lady Jays. Haley Lockhorn, 4 points. Caleb Bassnett leads the way with 9 points, 2 rebounds. Sarah Techmeyer, 4 rebounds and a block. Amy Johnson, 3 points, 4 rebounds. And Anna Ripp, 4 points and 2 rebounds. 20 points, 12 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 5 from three-point land, 1 block, and 8 turnovers. Fouls, though, a little bit of a problem. Sydney Kuchera and Kaylin Bassnett each with 3. For Centura, Taylor Turek has a rebound. Casey Krolikowski leads all scorers with 13 points. She has a rebound. Brianna Dinas a rebound. Mady Roth, 3 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Annika Gleason, 7 points and 3 rebounds. 23 points here at the half, 10 rebounds, 2 out of 5 at the free throw line, 1 of 3 from 3-point land, 1 block and 9 turnovers. Dinas and Krolikowski each have 2 fouls. And at the half, it's Centura 23, Ravenna 20. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits. We'll be back after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Centura gets the ball to start the second half. They waste no time into Roth, and she gets a nice little jumper on the baseline, up and in. And Roth now with 5 points, and it's 25-20. Centura on the opening possession of the second half. Ravenna's biggest lead, 3. Centura, 7. Bassnett comes into the lane, takes her 2 steps, has her shot blocked by Krolikowski. And Centura back on the offensive end into the front court. Off the pick, Krolikowski. They're going to get the illegal screen. Krolikowski pretty wide open, and they're going to say it's because Annika Gleason set an illegal screen. That's her second. First foul of the half on either team. So tomorrow at 2, boys' consolation, Gibbon, Loup City. Girls' consolation at 4, Wood River against the loser of this game. Boys' championship, Kearney Catholic, Adams Central at 6. And then the Kearney Catholic girls play the winner of this at 8. Bassnett, open 3 from Johnson, and hits it. 12 points for Kaylin Bassnett, her second 3. Cuts the lead to 2 at 25-23. Bassnett and Krolikowski really having a good game here. But Kaylin's got to be careful with the 3 fouls. Krolikowski actually has 2, so you got to be careful too as they lob it inside. Open for the short jumper. It goes in and out for Hansen. Rebound brought down by Johnson, and she's fouled. And it looks like that'll be on Gleason, and now she has 3. So there were a ton of fouls when these teams played with different officials last Friday, and not going to say, folks, because I didn't see it, but this one, everything looks like it is a foul. I mean, there's nothing made up here. There was something like 65 or 70 free throws shot on Friday night. So far here in the first half, we only shot 9. Top of the key, Amy Johnson faked the 3, wanted to drive by Roth, called for shuffling the feet, and Ravenna will turn it over. Turek in, and checking out
will be Hansen. So Centura leaves Gleason in with three. You got Bassnett in with three. And Turek in, or excuse me, Kuchera in with three. And we've got 6.5 to go in the third quarter. On the left wing, Brooklyn Edge. She's been very quiet. She tries to change that with a 10-foot runner. It spins out, no good. And a rebound brought down by Amy Johnson. That is a game-high 6 boards. Gets it to Bassnett, worked by Turek in the backcourt. Johnson tries to set a screen. She'll dance around it. Bassnett with a 5-second count on. Stops between the circles. Needs a cutter. Lobs it over the right wing. Gets it to Anna Ripp. Ripp just holds the ball, waiting for some movement. Now left-hand dribble. Gets it over to Lockhorn. Left side of the key. Drives to the baseline. Cut off there by Nitch. They'll reverse it back out to Ripp. Squares up. Doesn't take it. Kolakowski on her. Johnson flashes through. Nothing there. Back over to Lockhorn. Ravenna being very patient right here. A chance to tie. Even take the lead if they hit a three. Amy Johnson back over to Lockhorn. Wide open. She decides to take the three. It's off the mark. And it will go out of bounds. Johnson was open, but when she went to take the shot, it looked like she took an extra half second. I don't know if the ball slid in her hand a little bit, but she wasn't as open as we all thought she would be if she shot it right away. Just took an extra half second. Kralikowski across the timeline for the Centurions. Third meeting of the year between these two teams as the ball's deflected out of bounds. In the first meeting was in the holiday tournament. Both games were at Ravenna. 47-36 the first time, Centura the second time, 48-42 in overtime, Ravenna just a week ago. Turek up top with it here for the Centurion, swings it left side, Nitch off the double screen, three-pointer rattles in and out, no good. And there is Johnson for another rebound, well-run play, and ball did everything but find the bottom of the net. Johnson across the timeline, 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Back out to Bassnett. Pick and roll. Kuchera is there. Takes it at Kralikowski. The left-handed layup. Good. Kuchera with her first bucket of the ball game, and we are tied at 25 as Kralikowski hustles it up the floor. Pulls up from 11. Puts it off the glass. Too strong. Rebound brought down by Johnson. Already her fourth of the quarter. Ravenna wants to run. Kuchera was open underneath. They get it to Johnson instead, and she's fouled. Amy will go to the line and shoot two, and Ravenna a chance to get their transition game going. And they've got the momentum back here midway through quarter number two. And a timeout going to be called by Centura. The foul was on Taylor Turek. 4:37 to go in the third quarter of play in our girls' Luplat semifinals. Centura and Ravenna knotted up at 25. We'll be right back.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Just like the third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors coming out of the Centura timeout here. We've got two free throws for Amy Johnson. And the first one is too strong, no good. Amy, one of three at the line, has 3 points. Returning to the lineup here for Centura will be Brianna Dinas. Gleason, Turek, Kralikowski, and Hansen also out there. Free throw number two, no good. Jarrett just about grabbed the offensive rebound, but it falls into the hands of Taylor Turek. She'll get it to Kralikowski, who leads the way with 13 points for Centura. Centura so far only 2 points in the half. Only two buckets for Ravenna, and Centura steps out of bounds. Their first turnover of the half, that is their 10th of the ball game. And at the Viero Event Center, they're into the third quarter, and it is 35-16, Elm Creek leading Axtell. Earlier tonight, Overton a big second half to beat Wilcox Hildreth 76-42. That was a six-point game at half. Overton scored 29 in the third. Ravenna's going to be gracious and give the ball right back here with a walk. That's their 10th. Tomorrow at the Vero Event Center, the girls at 2, it will be the Loomis and Axtell girls in the consolation. Then the boys consolation will have Wilcox Hildreth, it looks like, against Axtell. The girls championship, Eustace Farnham and Amherst. And the boys championship, Overton, and it looks like Elm Creek. And last week they played double overtime, Overton and Elm Creek. Should be a great one. Here we get back to action, not at a 25 midway through the third. Good pass down low. Hansen gets Prolakowski, no good. Offensive rebound, though, put back up and in by Mady Roth. Just tall enough to grab it and shoot it. She's got 7 in both buckets here in the second half for the Centurions. 27-25. Kuchera, ball screen. Bastet gets by it. She's going to be fouled as Prolakowski stuck the hip out as she went down the lane. And for Casey, she has 3. Gleason and Kronikowski with 3 fouls for Centura, Kuchera and Bastnet with 3 fouls for Ravenna, but Ravenna has not been whistled for a foul yet here in the third quarter. 4 on Centura. Inbound to Kuchera in the right-hand corner. They're going to try and set a screen for Bastnet. They fake that. Kuchera calls for the ball in the post, but Long doesn't throw it to her. Instead, over on the wing to Lockhorn. Up top, Bastnet. Kalen drives again, kicks it back out. Johnson. Ravenna trails by 2. Nice back screen set there by Kuchera, but nothing happens off of it. Seems like a lot of the things away from the ball are not resulting in opportunities to get shots. Bastnet into the corner to Johnson. Deep left hand. Takes it down the paint. Scoop shot hit the bottom of the rim on the way up. Offensive rebound. Kuchera scores and draws the foul out of the pack. I don't know how that ball found Sydney Kuchera. That's her first rebound of the game. And she's got a chance for a three-point play to give Ravenna their first lead since early in the second quarter. And the foul called on Mady Roth, her first. But it is the 5th foul of the half here on Centura. In the first half, Ravenna was called for a lot of fouls early. Now it is Centura. And Sid Kuchera now to shoot the free throw on the way and completes the three-point play right through the heart. And Ravenna regains the lead at 28-27, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Girls, Lou Platt semifinal across the timeline. Don't forget we're also on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, every game. Gleason tries to lob it inside. There's a lot of pushing and shoving as she tried to get it down to Mady Roth. And a pushing foul called on Amy Johnson. That'll be her first and the first foul of the half on Ravenna. Rip in, Lockhorn out defensively here for the Lady Jays. And Gleason to throw it in from her own baseline. Monica, unguarded, gets it out on the right wing to Ashlyn Roth, who just checked in. Roth tries to force it inside, and it's all white jerseys, and it's going to be taken away by Johnson, who hustles it into the front court. Top of the key, Bastnet, over to Long, passes up the jumper, instead drives to the left side and puts it up and in. Sienna Long with her first bucket, and it's a three-point lead by Ravenna, equaling their largest of the game. They are on a 10-2 run night now, 30-27. I remember what Coach Mettenbrink told me earlier this year when we talked to her a couple of weeks ago. We'll pass it along in a minute. There's a bounce pass underneath to Gleason, who turned and ran into a wall of blue and white, and a foul is called. And Gleason's going to get bailed out here with a 2 free throw opportunity and a rip with the foul. Coach Mettenbrink had said 10, 12 games into the season, she goes, when we are playing well and making buckets, it is a flood, and when we are cold, it is just like it is with a 10 below wind chill. I mean, wasn't those exact words, as Gleason misses the front end of the 2-shot foul. But when they go cold, they go cold, and right now, cold. Gleason with her second free throw on the way and hits that one. 8 points now for Attica, and it's 30-28 Ravenna. 2:15 to go here in the third quarter. Bastnet gets by Hansen, gives it out of the corner. Rip from 15. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound to Brooklyn Nitsch. Her first rebound of the game. She still hasn't scored. They're all over her in the backcourt. She steps through and fires it up to Kronikowski. 3-on-3. Casey drives, cut off on the baseline by Kuchera. Out to Nitsch for the 3. That one is no good. And the defensive rebound is found by Kaylin Bastnet. Bastnet up the floor. Fires it to Long to the trailer. Johnson who walked. All the whistles blew on that one. It was about a 1-foot pass when she was at full sprint. She didn't have a chance to transfer it from her hand to the floor for a dribble. At the end of three quarters of play, it is Elm Creek 44 and Axtell 28 to the boys Fort Kearney Conference semifinals at the Viera Event Center. Here it's 30-28, Ravenna by two, a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic beat up on Wood River 73-32. Nitch tries another three, and that one is good. Brooklyn Nitch with her first bucket of the ball game in Centura. Regains the lead at 31-30. Fast net working against Hanson. Coast to coast. Draw some contact and a blocking foul called on Centura as Krolikowski tried to slide over and get in the way. And that is the fourth foul on Casey. And whether it was a foul or not, that was just probably not the right decision by the young sophomore. She was trying to make a play, but with three fouls, she just kind of had to olay that one. And Bassnett's going to get two free throws. First one good. 13 points now for Bassnett, tied at 31. Krolikowski comes out with a minute 16 to go here in the third quarter. And Bassnett now ready to fire her second free throw. On the way, and it is good. So Bassnett hits them both, 5 of the quarter, 14 of the game. She comes out, Lockhorn back in her place. So we have had six ties in the game, 32-31 now. Ravenna on that free throw. Center into the front court. Deep left corner. Nitch finds a little dribbling penetration. Tough shot in the lane. Gets it to roll home. Nitch with back-to-back buckets. And it's 33-32 Centura. 1 minute to go in the third. Long on the right side of the key up top. Techmeyer. Techmeyer swings it to Johnson. Still outside the arc. Ball fake on Roth. Goes to the baseline long. Long tries to bring it through. Gets the double team, kicks it out top to Lockhorn, back to Long in the corner, 4-3. It is short, no good. Rebound brought down by Gleason, her fourth of the game. They want to run, but the pass is too out far ahead of Centura, and Nitch couldn't run it down. Out of bounds it goes. Pass net back in for the Jays and for Centura. Here comes Ashlyn Roth. 35 seconds to go in the third. 33-32 Centura. See if Ravenna holds for the last shot. Turek putting some token pressure on Bassnett in the backcourt. So Kaylin will get rid of it here. To Long into the front court. Man-to-man defense both ways all game long. Bassnett with it between the circles. 20 seconds to go. Techmeyer sets a pick. And nowhere to go. Bassnett brings it back up. Now she decides to drive, take it to the hoop, run into the double team, kick it out to Long, 13-footer, good. Sienna Long with her second bucket, 5 seconds, 4 seconds from midcourt. Will they get a shot away? Turek from 30 feet, and it's off the front of the rim, no good. And we are through three quarters in the girls' semifinals of the Loup Lac Conference Tournament. It is Ravenna 34, Centura 33, the third meeting of the year between these two. Who wins the rubber game and who heads to the conference final? We'll find out when the fourth quarter begins in a minute.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back here at Wood River. We're ready for the fourth quarter of play. Ravenna outscored Centura 14-10 in that third quarter, and they'll get the ball to start the fourth quarter. They lead it 34-33, and Bassnett came across the timeline, picked up the dribble, wanted to pass it, and just took an extra step. So the turnovers are even at 12. Most of this game pretty even. As the score is, Ravenna's 3 of 8 from 3-point land, Centura 2 of 6. Ravenna 5 of 9 from the free throw line, 3 of 7 for Centura. But their leading scorer, Casey Krolikowski, didn't score in the third, and she's got 4 fouls and is on the bench. from the corner. A three-pointer is on the way by Hanson. No good. Rebound pass net. They want to run up the floor. Rip on the run. No good. Kuchera offensive rebound. Back up. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Mady Rock. So a chance there that they could not convert on for the Lady Jays. Up the floor with it is Hanson. Guarded tightly by Rip. Ravenna really coming out like they did at the start of the game, putting pressure on to Johnson. Had to save it from going out of bounds, and it's going to be knocked away. Ravenna gets the steal. Up the floor they come. Ooh, Kuchera took one right in the noggin, as unintentional as it could be. Foul on Centura. But, I mean, when she turned, she ran right into the elbow of the Centura defender. I think that was Nitch, maybe. Yeah, Brookley with their first foul. And it's one of those where Kuchera is looking one way, Nitch is trying to get set defensively. They look at each other at the same time, and bam, seventh foul on Centura. It's a one-and-one, and Kuchera nails it. Sydney, who is on the bench most of the first half in foul trouble, now has 6 points. The leading scorer is Kaylin Bassnett with 14. Kolakowski, 13 for Centura. Second free throw on the way, and Kuchera cannot get that one to go. And the rebound brought down by Roth. She has 7 to lead the way. Mady, just a freshman at 5'11 for the Centurions. On the baseline, Kolakowski back in. Ran over a defender. Ball goes out of bounds. And Kuchera gets up. Everything's okay, but Centura turns it over. And Kolakowski, extremely fortunate not to be called for a charge there. And that would have been it for her. Centura, all the defense is passed. Net brings the ball up the floor. Swings it over to Johnson. And Johnson called for the walk. So maybe too intense to start this fourth quarter for both teams. Couple of fouls. Each team's already turned it over 2 times. 6:48 to go in the game. Ravenna 35, Centura 33 here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Dannebrog, Carroll, Bolas, and Ravenna. With it up top, Hanson. Centura close to a 5-second count. Has the ball knocked away and out of bounds. And we will see it stay with the Centurion. Ravenna has 4 timeouts. Centura has 3 remaining. And the inbounds pass comes into the hands of Michaela Hanson, about 2 inches away from an over and back. Gets it into the corner to Kolakowski, left side. Pick and roll with Gleason, and off that pick and roll, Sydney Kuchera is called for the foul, and that'll be the 4th on Kuchera. It's only the 3rd of the half, so nowhere near the free throw bonus. On the other end, Centura is over the bonus. Kuchera out. Techmeyer, who's played very well tonight, not a scorer, but she's done well in there defensively, and has yanked down 4 rebounds, mostly in the first half. She checks in. Centura ball, they lob it to Hanson, working on Bassnett on the weak side. Back up, Kolakowski tries to get it into Gleason. It's tipped. She grabs it. Turnaround, Cheffer, too strong, spins off the front of the rim, and Johnson has her 9th rebound. Bassnett sprints up the floor, gets by everybody, scores, and draws the foul. When Bassnett gets by her defender, Centura has been late to come over and help. And Kaylin having a whale of a game, 16 points, 37-33, and that is the largest lead of the game for the Jays. They have been up by 3 on numerous occasions, and the foul here on Brooklyn Inch, her 2nd. Bassnett puts the free throw up. It's good. She is 3 of 3 at the line and has 17 points, 38-33 in favor of the Lady Jays. Kolakowski forces it for Centura, and she's fouled. Boy, Anna Rip, one of those that she already released the ball up around the free throw line, and Rip put her backside out to box her out and just about cut her off at the hip. So Anna Rip with her 2nd foul, and 2 free throws now for Casey Kolakowski. All 13 of the first half, and she's not shot a free throw. First one here is good. And 38-34 your score. Kolakowski averages just under 11 points a game, the only player in double figures for Centura. 2nd free throw up, and it is good. 15 now for Casey. It's Ravenna 38, Centura 35. 6 minutes remain here on Classic Hits. At the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show, as Bassnett now is working on Turek. Taylor looking for some help as Bassnett rolls another one over the rim. Started left, went right, and Bassnett Everything she's shooting right now is going in. 10 of the second half. 40 to 35. Centura drives, niche, cut off on the baseline. Knocked out of her hands by Johnson. Ball loose. Jump ball. Arrow points the way of Centura. They were trying to get a timeout, but no clear possession could be awarded there. So move the possession arrow. In this game, kind of on pace in the first two, although last week a little lower scoring until they got to overtime. As they try to force it inside to Roth, get it back out top as it was deflected by Johnson. Again, trying to post up Mady Roth, has to come all the way out to Gleason. Now a three-pointer on the right wing, and it's going to be in and out, no good. Techmeyer gets her fifth rebound on the three-point miss from Brooklyn Edge. Baseball pass down the floor to Rip, and Anna will stand right there, give it off to Bassnett. Bassnett dribbles to the top of the circle. Taylor Turek really trying to force the issue, and now a hand check foul, it looks like, on Brooklyn Edge as Lockhorn had her one-on-one on the weak side, made a move, and Nitch grabbed her. Third foul, 19th foul, and a 1-1 for Haley Lockhorn. Has it been to the line? 4 points. Both buckets came back in the second quarter. And Sienna Long checks in for Ravenna. Long, Bassnett, Lockhorn, Johnson, and Techmeyer. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 12, the jersey numbers. Free throw rolls off, no good. And Annika Gleason with her fifth rebound. Ravenna's really been doing a better job on the boards here in the second half as Krolikowski brings it across the timeline. Swings it over to Nitch on the right side. One dribble, bounce pass to Gleason. One-hand runner, no good. Offensive rebound put back up by Dinas, and she's fouled. Brianna Dinas, who has been a spot role player tonight, gets her second rebound and will get a chance for her first points as she goes to the line. And the foul was on Bassnett, and that's her fourth. So Bassnett and Kuchera each with four fouls. 4:46 to go. The free throw is good by Dinas. So once again, just like the last time, this game is going to be dictated by fouls. Even if you're in there with four, you've got to be careful at how hard you play defensively. And back in is Rip, and out is Bassnett. Second free throw, Dinas is up and in. She got them both. 4 for 4 at the line here in the fourth quarter for all four Centura points. 40-37, Ravenna. 4:44. How many 4-4s do you want? As Long brings it across the timeline off the screen. Looks for a teammate, finds Rip. Johnson cuts through, no pass. Back up top, Techmeyer. They sag on her. Now Gleason comes up, puts a hand in her face. Bounce pass right side. Johnson outside the arc. Tries to attack the baseline. Cut off there by Dinas. Intense right now, both sides showing the energy. Who can survive here tonight in the Lou Platt semifinals? Long gives it off to Rip, still well outside the arc, over to Johnson. Amy wants to put that ball on the floor, guarded out there by Dinas. Now she does drive, puts it up, no good. Good backside help there by Ashley Roth, and the ball is rebounded by Taylor Turek. Roth came over with the help. Now she's got it in the front court for the Centurions. To Krolikowski. Down low, Gleason double-teamed, the 8-foot turnaround, no good. And Johnson with her 10th rebound. Still 40-37, Ravenna. Johnson from 19 feet, it is no good. But the rebound run down on the backside by Lockhorn, her first of the game. 3:35 to go. Ravenna's got four timeouts. Will Coach Malsby use one here just to set a play up, rest some of his girls? Doesn't look like it. And there's a walk on Lockhorn. She knew it. She was going to cross over dribble and forgot to do that. She took two steps. Kuchera and Bassnett now both back in with those four fouls for Ravenna. And re-entering for Centura is Mady Roth. So 3:28 remains in the game. And also coming back in, Brooklyn Nitch. 40-37, Ravenna. It's Centura ball. Inbound to Krolikowski. Roth is out there. It looks like the Turek's out there. Nitch is out there in Gleason. Krolikowski trying to take it in herself, but is double-teamed. Kicks it out to Turek. Back out to Krolikowski between the circles. Reverse it to Nitch. Fake the three. Drive the baseline. Dribbles it off her leg. The ball is loose. And Ravenna grabs the ball, calling for a timeout. They're not going to get the call. It'll be a jump. It still is Ravenna ball, though, and a Centura turnover. With 3:09 remaining, and it's been 40-37 now for a handful of possessions.
And checking out is Brooklyn Itch, and back in will be Ashlyn Roth. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic beat Wood River 73-32 at the Fort Kearney Conference. Overton blew out Wilcox Hildreth in the second half, 76-42, and Elm Creek was up 16 going into the fourth quarter against Axtell. 3 minutes left. Lava to Kuchera. Double team gets it to Long. Nice ball fake on the baseline. Runs into Gleason. Stopped on the low block. And a timeout called by Ravenna. That is just their second of the ball game. So with 2:50 to go in the contest, Ravenna has the ball. And a 40-37 lead. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two on Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Gerstner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Gerstner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Gerstner's at 800-652-1938.
Ravenna taking out underneath their own hoop out of the timeout. They looked up top for Johnson, not there. Trying to go backside, it's deflected, but Rip catches it. Can't get a shot. Swings it over to Bassnett. Backs up at the three-point line. Could defense Centura. And they're going to force Ravenna to set up in the half-court offense. Kuchera with it on the left wing. Up top to Long. And they're going to call her for the walk. Ravenna has to be careful the last couple of times. The old ball fake. They want to sprint to that hoop without dribbling the ball. Fourth turnover of the quarter for Ravenna. Centura has three. Nobody has scored since the 4:46 mark, so 2 minutes and 20 seconds without a single point here in the fourth quarter. Ravenna 40, Centura 37. Centura pass, knocked out of bounds. Sub at almost every horn. As Coach Mettenbrink wants certain matchups, Hansen is back in. Gleason with the ball. Annika has not got a bucket in the second half, despite trying to get it to her. Niche for three in the tie. It is no good. 2 of 9 from downtown for Centura. The rebound. Long gets her first. They spread up the floor. Here's Johnson for three. It's too strong. And a backside rebound comes down to Hansen. Her first. And then Centura's outlet pass gets away from Kolakowski. And out of bounds it goes. Checking back in, Niche out, and Roth in. Who will make the move next? Somebody's got to score. Bassnett with it. Good crossover working there on Roth. The next foul by Centura is the double bonus for Ravenna. 2 minutes to go, 40-37 Ravenna. Trying to get back to the championship game, Centura the defending champion. They've both been in their share of finals. Bassnett, off the right hip, all the way to the baseline, runs out of room, throws through out to Rip, down to a minute 40. Now Ravenna's at a point in the game where they might pull it out. That's what Coach Malsby's saying. They've whittled enough time here that they don't really need to look to shoot. They might want to make Centura foul. Minute 30 to go. Long between the circles. Now Centura doesn't have to foul, and remember that Krolikowski has four. She can't foul. Minute 20 to go. Pressure out top. Rip loses her dribble. Ravenna might need a timeout. They'll get it. Timeout called. Close to the 5 second count, so Coach Noah Malsby calls the timeout. He'll have two remaining. A minute 13 to go in the game. Ravenna has the ball at a 40-37 lead over Centura. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. And a high school concession stand near you. We'll be right back.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Centura trying to pick up the defensive intensity here. Ravenna, free throw shooting. They want to make sure it's in the right hands, and it's in Bassnett's hands right here. Chera brings it across the timeline. Bassnett drives in, got bumped. Oh, what a travel called! A travel called! As Aslan Roth, I thought for sure, would be called for the foul. But Ravenna is called for the travel as Bassnett tried to make a move to the hoop. 1 minute to go. Centura catches a break, and they've got the ball down three. Hands it into the front court to Krolikowski, and they make it up with a walk there. Turnover number five for each team here in the fourth quarter. And 55 seconds remain, and Centura will call a timeout. 55 seconds remain in the game. 40-37 in favor of Ravenna. Centura will use the timeout. Each team will have two remaining here in the game. And what a back-and-forth battle. But again, no one has scored in almost 4 minutes. We saw that in the last boys game last night. There was at least a free throw or two, but Adams Central did not score a bucket in the final 6:06 of the third quarter, and Loup City didn't score a bucket in the final 4:56 of the game. Nobody has moved that scoreboard in the last 3 minutes and 50 seconds. And now to take it into the backcourt, Johnson for Ravenna. Pressure on. Looking, now lobs it in and throws it away. Great defense by Centura. Johnson knew that she had to chuck it in. Ravenna probably in hindsight would have loved to use a timeout there. And I think Coach Malsby just was starting to call one. So Centura gets it back. They take it out in front of their own bench. Gleason throws it in to Hansen. Michaela hasn't scored, so don't look for her to shoot. They want to get it to Nitch or Krolikowski. Down three. Nitch can't get the three. Drives out to Krolikowski. Casey drives. Left-hand dribble. Baseline. Tough shot. Hit it. Krolikowski and a timeout. Centura. The first bucket in 4 minutes and 4 seconds pulls Centura within one. 42 seconds remain in the game. It's Ravenna 40. Centura 39. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. We'll be right back.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Things just got a lot more intense in the fourth quarter of play here. Both teams turning it over more in the fourth quarter than they had most of the game. It was a rough first quarter for Centura turnover-wise. Free throws in the game. Ravenna is 2 of 5 in this, or 2 of 4 in this quarter, so they are 7 of 13 in the game. Bassnett leads all scorers with 19 points. Krolikowski has 17 for Centura. 40-39 Ravenna. 42 seconds remain in the game. And full court pressure now put on by the Centurions. Ravenna wants to get it into Bassnett, and she's got it. No need to foul. You're looking for a 10-second count. Turek on her. Bassnett dribbling in the backcourt now gets to the left hand and gets across the timeline. Tries to avoid the trap. 5-second count is on. Bassnett off the pick. Has the ball knocked away from behind. Grabs it back, though, and a timeout by Ravenna. The clock runs down to 26 seconds, so 16 seconds run off the clock, and Ravenna saves the ball. 40-39 Jays, 26 seconds to go. We'll be right back.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Well, if you're Ravenna, you want to get the ball to Rip, or you want to get it to Bastet. If there's going to be a foul and they're ready to throw it in, they get it into Rip. 26 seconds to go, and there's the foul. Bastet the best free throw shooter, Rip the second best. And the foul called on Ashlyn Roth, that'll be her second, and it is the 10th team foul. So Rip, who had 4 points back in the first quarter, hasn't scored since. She'll get two, and Coach Mettenbrink using her final timeout right here. And that was just as they were getting ready to shoot the free throw, so a timeout, a little surprised here. At least I have it as their final timeout of the basketball game with 23.9 on the board. And getting back to the free throw here, you've got Anna Ripp at 64% on the year. At 27 out of 42, she is 1 of 2 tonight. Caleb Bassnett is 73% on the year. 22 out of 30 coming into the night, and she's 3 for 3 tonight. And then you've got a couple girls. Sid Kuchera, 63%, is the only other one over 50% that would be on the floor at all tonight for the Ravenna Lady Jays. So they've got a couple of good free throw shooters, but overall not that great. And no matter what, Centura, as long as they don't give up an offensive rebound, is going to have a chance here. But I have Centura with no timeouts remaining. 24 seconds left in the game. 40-39 Ravenna. They haven't scored in 4.5 minutes. And Anna Ripp gets 2 free throws. The first one is on the way, and it's no good. Boy, she wanted to get that one up there as quick as she can. And you can tell there's some nerves out there. Second free throw now for Anna Ripp on the way, and it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Gleason. A bucket gives Centura the lead. They cross the timeline with 18. No timeout, so they have to play it here. Brooklyn inches in there and reaching in to make the steal is Bastet. Bastet has stolen the ball. She's up the floor with 9, 8, trying to foul, 6. Finally, the foul called. It looked like they tried to foul her with about 12 seconds left. They couldn't catch her. And now the best free throw shooter is at the line. And if you're Centura, you want her to make the second one. Bastet to shoot. The officials wasting no time. 2 free throws here with 5.8 remaining. First one up. It is no good. And you have to figure Centura won't have time to shoot anything but a 3, so it's going to come down to that. Second free throw coming up here for Bastet. Trying to make it a 2-point lead with 5.8 to go. It's up, and it is in. 5.8 to go, and they get it into Krolikowski. Up the floor she comes. 3, 2, 1. Shot at the horn is no good, and this game is over. They forced her all the way to the right-hand corner. Took about a 16-footer with great defense by Sienna Long. Wouldn't let her cut towards the bucket. Kept forcing her outside. And Krolikowski's desperation shot at the buzzer is no good. And Centura, the defending champion, will play in the consolation game tomorrow. And Ravenna has taken the series at the moment. 2-1, a good chance that they could meet again in the sub-districts because they are in the same sub-district along with Wood River, Southern Valley, and Franklin. So Ravenna is able to come from behind in the ball game tonight and down Centura 41-39. Centura will play Wood River tomorrow at 4. Ravenna will play Kearney Catholic tomorrow night at 8 in the championship game. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show with the final stats, coaches' interviews, and more right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to high school basketball here from Wood River, where our semifinals are in the books. Last night, it was Kearney Catholic boys defeating Gibbon in a great one, 61-52, and Adams Central in another tight one, pulled away in the fourth quarter to beat Loup City 49-37. Here today, Kearney Catholic is expected. Big win in the first game over Wood River, 73-32, and Ravenna is able to edge Centura 41-39. Here in the nightcap. And this is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you get your game on at Misco's. First of all, for Centura, Taylor Turek, 3 rebounds. Brianna Dinas, 2 points and 2 rebounds. Casey Kolakowski, the leading scorer, with 17 points. 13 of those were in the first half. 1 rebound, 1 block. Brooklyn Ditch, 5 points and 1 rebound. Mady Roth, 7 points, a team-high 7 rebounds and a block. Michaela Hansen had a rebound, and Annika Gleason, 8 points, 6 rebounds. So for the two big gals, Krolikowski and Gleason, that got things started in the ball game, they were held to 5 total points in the second half. 10 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half for Centura. As far as free throw shooting goes, 2 of 5 in the first half, and in the second half, 5 out of 6. Three-point shooting, not as good as usual for Centura tonight. They were 1 of 3 in the first half, and in the second half, 1 out of 6. Turnovers, Centura had 9 in each half. Centurions had 23 points at halftime, held to just 16 in the second half, and Centura finishes with 39 points, 21 rebounds, 7 out of 11 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 18 turnovers. Centura now 11-9 on the season. What's up, man? Noah Malsby, head coach of the Ravenna Lady Jays, joins us here. Just a quick reminder just for coach here. Kaylin Bassnett led the way with 20 points tonight. Amy Johnson had 10 rebounds in the ball game tonight, 17 turnovers in the contest. Free throw shooting was so-so those last four. You'd throw those out, it wouldn't have been too bad, but it made it knee knocker time. Coach, what changed? You guys hit the boards better in the second half, and you were able to slow Krolikowski down. I'm sure part of that was her getting into some foul trouble, but what was the big difference in your eyes?
Oh, we just, you know, in the first half, we didn't do a very good job keeping them out of the middle. You know, that's all we kept talking about was you have to protect the paint, we have to make them shoot outside shots. First half, we didn't do it. I mean, we let them get to the middle, you know, and she made some tough shots. You got to give Kolakowski credit, because there was a couple of those that were not easy at all.
Biggest difference between this game and last Friday night when you went into overtime was what?
You know, honestly, I think it's we just attack more. And it's been like that the last 2 or 3 weeks, getting to the rim, not settling for jump shots. You know, and our point guard, you know, Kaylin Bazza, she played pretty well the last couple games. and then she finds people too, you know. And they're having troubles keeping her out of the lane. And when they do, she's doing a good job of finding either a post or kicking outside for an outside shot.
Well, there was no kind of good game tonight. That's the best game I've ever seen her play.
Yep.
20 points in the ball game, 4 rebounds. And talk about early on in this game, we knew there were a lot of fouls last Friday, and you guys got right behind the eight ball immediately. Sid Kuchera, 90 seconds in, has to come to the bench with 2. Then Bassnett, back-to-back fouls about a minute later. She's got to come out of the ball game. Your girls were able to hold it together with them two on, with those two on the bench.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about at halftime, too, is, you know, they probably each set out a quarter in the first half, and, you know, they're two pretty important girls for us. And we were only down by 3. You know, we didn't play defense very well in the first half, and we just kept saying we just got to keep battling. Every time we play Centura, it's going to be a battle, and it's whoever gets the last punch.
Yeah, and when Sid got in, she was very much more involved there in the second half. And I thought Sarah Techmeyer came in, and although she's not an offensive weapon for you, she did her job off the bench when Sid got in foul trouble.
Yep, no, she did. She did a nice job. You know, her and Sid both, and either one of them, even if they're not scoring, because we're not very big, their post defense is huge. It's all, you know, their defense is way more important than anything they do offensively. And it was big tonight, especially in the second half. You know, it's a team thing. We have to, you know, help them the corners and everything else. But, you know, I thought they did a good job of being physical and not letting them do what they wanted to do.
Well, if you thought height was a problem tonight, wait till tomorrow night. It's the rematch. You go against the team that handed you your first career coaching loss. I was going to say, there's a lot of difference between then and now. But as people are talking, hey, this game was for second place. How do you make sure that that's not the mentality tomorrow?
Our girls have a lot of fight in them, you know. I guarantee you they're going to come out. They're going to play hard. You know, by the way, we're definitely at a high disadvantage. And I was watching the film, actually, just the other day, and it's two completely different teams. You know, we were scared watching that game. You know, we were scared of getting our shots blocked. We were scared we'd make turnovers. We had 41 turnovers that game. You know, if that happens again tomorrow, it's going to be the same thing. But I don't expect it to be at least be scared. You know, I expect us to attack and be strong like you have been.
Well, I'm sure you and Coach Matt and Brink both have the same thought. Let's at least give it a chance, give it a try tomorrow night. Coach, you're there, so we'll see you tomorrow night in the championship.
All right, well, thank you.
Take that, Thober.
Yeah.
Noah, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Noah Malsby, head coach of the Ravenna Lady Jays. We'll be back and look at their numbers right after this timeout on the Visco Sports postgame show.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to Wood River High School. Let's go ahead and take a look now at the final numbers that we had at the basketball game for the victorious Ravenna Lady Jays. And for Haley Lockhorn, she had 4 points and 1 rebound. As we said, Kaylin Bassnett was the leading scorer tonight. She had 20 points in the game, 4 rebounds. Sienna Long had 4 points, 1 rebound. Sarah Techmeyer didn't score, but she had 5 rebounds and a blocked shot. Amy Johnson, 3 points and a game-high 10 rebounds. Anna Ripp with 4 points and 2 rebounds. And Sydney Kuchera, 6 points all in the second half and 2 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 13 rebounds in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half. And as Coach said, a little bit of trouble there in the fourth quarter of play when they shot 8 and made only 3 of those 8, so they were 6 of 11 in the second half of play. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 or 8 in the first half, and 9 in the second half. Ravenna
had 20 points at halftime. They scored 21 in the second half, and they finished with 41 points, 25 rebounds, 8 out of 17 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from three-point land, 1 block shot, 17 turnovers, and Ravenna improves to 13-7 with a 41-39 win over Centura, leading the season series now by 2-1. As we said, they're both in the same sub-district. After the conference tournament, Ravenna plays at St. Paul Tuesday and hosts Adams Central Thursday. For Centura, they've got Kearney Catholic at home Tuesday and at Loup City next Friday. Final score from the Viero Events Center, Elm Creek takes down Axtell Boys 63-34 in the FKC semifinals. Earlier today, it was Overton blowing out Wilcox Hildreth in the second half. It was 31-25 at the half. Overton wins it 76-42. So here is your lineup for tomorrow from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. At 2 o'clock at the Viero Events Center, it will be the girls' consolation. The top seed, Loomis, who was knocked off by 1 point last night, will be in action taking on Axtell. Then at 4 o'clock at the boys' consolation, it'll be Axtell taking on Wilcox Hildreth. The championship games tomorrow at 6 will be in the girls as Eustace Farnham plays Amherst in the boys' championship. Overton and Elm Creek, who played a dandy a week ago that went to double overtime as Overton rallied to win that from 11 down. And Elm Creek has revenge on their mind. Here tomorrow, our 2 o'clock game will have the Gibbon Loup City boys. That should be a great one right out of the chute. You know that that will be an intense one tomorrow night. Also, the 4 o'clock girls' consolation will have Centura taking on Wood River. The boys' championship at 6, the top two seeds, undefeated Kearney Catholic against Adams Central. And the girls' championship at 8, Kearney Catholic taking on Ravenna. We'll wrap things up on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Couple of other boys' scores that are in tonight. Grand Island falls at home this evening to Columbus, 63-57 Columbus, and Holdridge has upset Grand Island Northwest boys tonight by a score of 40-37. Those are a couple of the games. And Burwell suffers their second loss of the year tonight to Spalding Academy by a score of 61-53. So an upset there in Class D in the Goldenrod Conference as they play tonight. And let's see any other girls' scores that we can pass along from the Twin Valley. Blue Hill takes out Silver Lake 47-26, and Deschler takes out Kennesaw 47-38. The Twin Valley finishes up tomorrow at Adams Central High School. Also tonight, Gothenburg beats Valentine. Grand Island over Columbus's girls for a rare win. And in a battle of top five teams, the Northwest girls beat Holdridge 53-44, and Southern Valley beat Alma's girls tonight 71-56. Again, the final scores here. It was Kearney Catholic 73, Wood River 32, and Ravenna 41, Centura 39. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's will be better equipped for the games you play. We're back tomorrow here at 2 o'clock for all four games on Classic Hits. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Have a great Friday evening, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the...